doing, and we want this to be like a Christmas, a family Christmas time together. So it's different than a normal service. We're glad you're here. We see some visitors here. We have to tell you also there's seven families that are gone traveling. But we're glad you're here enjoying our time together. It's Christmas, and there are a few people that are sick. But we're thankful you're here today. On the 15th of December, our youth group and parents went to the Santa Fe Towers apartment. So we went caroling there. And so today, we would like you to join in with the young people. When we come to songs, I want you, everyone, to sing together. We also have some candles, but only enough, maybe one per family. And my wife will help pass those out. And we have the music here. Robert, if he could help pass these out. If you have a hard time seeing the words, hear all the words, and Jimmy will pass those out. If you want the words, if you want just the music, we'll get some help passing those out. All right, you guys can go up there now. Stand in front of yourself.
It's good now.
Rosemary? You're here. Daniel, you're set over here. Stay here. All right, will you please stand and join with us in singing our first carol together as a family? Joy to Silent Night, Ping An Ye. Be seated. Yeah. to sit in the order you were intended. You move your chair over here. You can come back there. Samuel, if you go over there. We're going to start off with a story for the children. And children, listen carefully because we're asking you some questions. It's a story about the candy cane.
我们一开始的时候我们要给大家讲一个孩子的故事。 就是讲这个圣诞糖果的那个故事。
Children, you can answer a question, you can get a little candy cane. All right?
我会问一些问题，假如你能够回答这问题，回答的话，我会就给你们发一个糖果手杖。
According to the story of the candy cane, this candy was first created back in the 18th century.
这个故事的发生是在18世纪。
At that time, in certain areas of Europe, there was said to be a ban on public displays of Christianity, no nativities, and that sort of thing.
在那个时候，欧洲的有些地区据说他们是禁止公开展示基督教的，基督教受到压迫。
So Christians were oppressed. No Bibles or crosses could be owned at that time.
那时候他们也不能拥有圣经或十字架。
So one man found this oppression distressing, and he wished that he could share the love of Jesus and the joy of Christmas with the rest of the world.
其中有一个人发现这种压迫是非常的令人痛心，希望他能分享耶稣的爱和圣诞节的喜悦。
When Christmas came around, children didn't get to see nativity scenes or enjoy learning about the truth of Christmas.
当圣诞节来的时候，孩子们也看不到耶稣诞生的场景，也没有了解圣诞节的真相。
So, as a candy maker, this man prayed to find a way he could offer local children a Christmas gift that would allow them to communicate the real story of Christmas.
所以做一个糖果制造商的话，他就祷告，想找到一个方式，他给当地的孩子有一样的圣诞礼物，使他们能够传达圣诞节的真实的故事。
So this prayer, his prayer, led to the idea of the candy cane.
所以他的祷告就产生了一个想法，就是糖果手杖。
You see the candy cane, if you hold it up, it looks like a shepherd's staff.
你假如把那个糖果手杖举起来的话，你会看见它像一个牧羊人的杖。So
he chose to make the candy cane in the shape of a shepherd's staff. After all, Jesus is the shepherd of his followers.
他选择这样牧羊人的手杖的原因是因为耶稣像我们的牧人。And
the Bible notes that the sheep would hear his voice and follow him.
圣经当中也指出，我们是羊会听他的声音。We
see here that Psalm 23, and John 10, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
所以我们在这边看到约翰福音10章11节，耶稣说我是好牧人，好牧人为牧羊舍命。
My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
我的羊听我的声音，他们认识我，他们也跟从我。
I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and the Father are one.
我又赐给他们永生的生命，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我的手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我们，他比万有都大，谁也不能从父手里夺去。The
second thing was in the shape of a letter J.
第二个，我们可以看到这个糖果手杖这个样子是一个 J。
Not only was a candy cane in the shape of a shepherd, but when you hold it upside down, it formed the letter J, which stood for Jesus.
当你倒过来把这个糖果手杖看的话，它就像代表一个耶稣的字 J.
So, just like Luke chapter 1, verse 31, you will conceive, Mary was told, and give birth to a son, And you're to call him Jesus.
就像路加福音一章三十一节里面所讲的，你要怀孕生子，可以起给他起名叫耶稣。
And Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
马太福音当中也讲，就是你要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
So don't forget the J, because Jesus is the reason for the season.
所以不要忘记，那耶稣是我们这个圣诞节的理由。
Then third, he is also a rock. So the candy maker chose to have hard candy for the candy cane, which was done to remind children that Jesus is our rock, dependable and strong.
这边又讲到这个，我们不要忘记这个糖果手杖，它是耶稣是他的，是我们的磐石。这个糖果手杖是用硬糖来做的。他提醒我们的孩子，就是耶稣是我们的磐石，可靠而坚强。
Psalm 31 and verse 3, Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me.
诗篇三十一篇第三节说，你是我的岩石，我的山寨，所以求你为你名的缘故引导我，指点我。
Number 4, by his stripes,So there were wide red stripes that were added to the candy cane.
第四个我们可以看到这个糖果手杖上有条纹，这个上面有宽阔的红色的条纹。
So this would represent the crucifixion that Jesus Christ died on the cross and the blood that Jesus shed for our sins.
这个代表耶稣为我们的罪而钉十字架，他为我们洒的鲜血。
Isaiah 53 and verse 5, But he was pierced for our transgressions, our sins, and he was crushed for our iniquities, and the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed spiritually.
诗篇53篇以赛亚书53章第5节讲到，他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Number 5, the color red. His shed blood, through his blood we are given salvation and new life.
第五就是我们看到这个红色代表他流的血，我们得了救恩和生命。
Reminded the words in the same way,After the supper, the Lord's supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.
所以就像最后晚餐所讲的那样，的饭后也照样举起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们留的。
And then John 3:16, boys and girls, let's all say this verse together, all right? John 3:16.For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Number 6, the candy cane was also white, purification from sin.
我们还看到第六就是它这个糖果手上有白色。白色是代表一个罪的洁净。
There are also white stripes of the candy cane, which represents the holiness and the purity of Jesus. Remember, he was sinless. He died, he had committed no sin.
我们知道糖果手上它的白色条纹代表了无罪的耶稣的神圣和圣洁。他的死，他虽然为我们去死，他是一个无罪的羔羊。
So 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
约翰一书一章第七节讲，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪了。
And then number 7, the sweet,fragrance of peppermint, the sweet fragrance of Christ. Peppermint was the flavor that the candy maker chose for the candy cane.
第七就是耶稣的香甜啊，这个糖果手杖当中他用的味道是一个薄荷的味道。
You see, peppermint is very similar to hyssop, which is used for sacrifice and purification in the Old Testament, reminding us of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us.
因为我们知道这个薄荷它跟牛膝草非常的相似，在旧约中它用作牺牲献身和净化，提醒我们耶稣为我们所做的牺牲，这也是提醒我们。
So we see here that it reminds us also the spices that were brought by the wise men when they came to visit Jesus.
这也提醒我们就是那些智者带着香料来到耶稣的面前。
So we look at the hyssop and the peppermint. These two plants are very, very similar.
你看到这个两种植物看上去是非常的相似。
So Psalm 51:7, cleanse me with hyssop, David said, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
诗篇51篇第七节就是大卫讲到，求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
And then also, the candy is broken for us. Of course, when the candy cane is eaten, it is often broken. When the candy maker met, it's a reminder that when Jesus was crucified, his body was broken.
这个也提醒我们这个为我们破碎，当我们要吃这个糖果的时候，它是被折断的。所以糖果制造商的意思就是提醒我们，就是耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他的身体破碎了。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
灵前11章24节，耶稣讲注谢了，他就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
We see also that it's a symbol of the love of Christ. The candy cane was also made to be given as a gift, representing the love of Jesus, which he gave us when he gave us the gift of salvation.
所以这个糖果手杖也代表了基督的爱，这个我们可以把这糖果手杖作为礼物，代表耶稣赐给我们救恩的爱。
Romans 3:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书六章二十三节讲，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
And although no one is quite sure the story of the candy cane, there are different versions of the story. The beauty of the story is it's a reminder of God's love for us around Christmas.
虽然我们没有人能够完完全全确定这个糖果故事是否完全真实，也有不同的说法。但是故事美妙在于圣诞节期间让我们提醒上帝对我们的爱。
So in this story, it was a way that the candy maker could tell the children the story of Christmas, and still today we have candy canes as a reminder of the real reason we celebrate Christmas.
通过这个糖果制造商，他是想告诉孩子们圣诞的真正的意义，所以直到今天的时候，我们当拿这个糖果手杖的时候，他也是提醒我们圣诞节的真正原因。
Today, all of you have a chance to get a candy cane. You're welcome, of course, to eat it or to give it to someone else and tell them the story of Christmas.
今天你们都有机会拿到这个糖果手杖，或者你们自己吃，或者你们把它作为礼物送给其他人。
Now, this is kind of like a family Christmas time. So we're going to do things differently today.
今天是像我们家庭一样团聚来庆祝圣诞。
Can any of you children tell me something that you learned about the candy cane from the story today? Stand and tell me what you learned.
I learned that the candy cane is kind of like a
shepherd's staff. Very good.
他讲到这个在像牧羊人的手杖。
Sharon, give you. All right.Thank you. Anyone else? What did you earn? Yes, stand up, please. One more time. Yes, peppermint. Very good.
他讲到那个薄荷的味道像牛膝草一样。
All right, very good. Anyone else? Children, what did you learn about the candy cane? Yes, stand up. Okay. The rock. Jesus is the rock. Very good. Stand up, please. Oh, wow. Very good. He got the details. 1800s. Anyone else? Children, what did you learn? What about this, the candy cane?
It's like a cane.
It's like a cane, yes. What letter is that? What letter is that, Mark? A J. To remind us of who? Jesus. Anyone else? Have you answered one already? I'm sorry. You have? Yes, very good.
他说我以前不知道这个糖果手杖有这样的故事，我今天明白这个糖果手杖跟耶稣的关系。
All right, very good. Thank you. You still have, everybody has a chance to get a candy cane. All right, let's stand and sing our second carol together.
让我们一起站立，我们唱第二个歌。
You can sing in English or Chinese.Maybe you've heard the song, The 12 Days Before Christmas. Well, here's a true story of Christmas. The 12 characters of Christmas. Who am I?
你们也许听过一个歌是 12
Days of Christmas.
啊，对，十二天，圣诞节的十二天。那今天我们要讲的是这个真正的故事是圣诞节的当中十二个人。
Now, every family gathering at Christmas time, you like to play games. We have a little game. We want everybody to get a piece of paper like this. Can help out, pass those out, please, boys. And then, we have a little pencil. You can write down your answers. And then at the end, who am I? You can share your answers. And we have some candy canes.
圣诞节的时候，我们常常家庭团聚会玩一些游戏。那今天我们要做的这个游戏是请你们都拿到手上一张纸，这个纸上我会有一些问题，那请你们回答这个问题，完了之后你们可以互相交换自己答案，那主要就是看十二个人当中我是谁。
So the questions, we're going to give you 5 clues about each person, and you need to write down, there are 12 people, write down the name of that person.
对每个人我会 提供那个五条线索，那么你们就根据这五条线索可以写下他的名字。
So everybody should have a piece of paper to write down the 12 names. And then a pencil that you can write down.
每个人应该手上都有一张纸，然后有一个笔可以写下。
On the back side at the end, we're going to talk about 5 questions. So what is the true story of Christmas?
那圣诞节真实的故事是什么呢？
When does this story take place? And where does this story take place?
这个故事是什么时候发生，在哪里发生的呢？
Why is this story so important?
为什么这个故事是那么重要呢？
And who are the 12 characters of Christmas, and how did they respond?
那圣诞节这十二个人是谁呢？他们是如何回应的呢？
So everybody should have a piece of paper, take that pencil, and as the young people give you clues, who am I? You write down the answer. Try not to peek at the person next to you.
我们请年轻人给我们讲这个故事，讲那个线索，希望大家不要看旁边人的答案。
I am the heavenly messenger who appears to bring to human beings a message from God.
我是天上的使者。我是天上的使者，似乎是从神那里带给人类的信息。
I appeared to Daniel to explain the meaning of his vision, and I appeared again to Daniel to explain the meaning of another vision.
我向丹义里向他解释他意象的意义，我再次向丹义里解释了另一个意象的意义。
I appeared to announce the birth of John the Baptist to his mother, and I appeared to announce the Messiah's birth to his mother.
我师父宣布了施洗约翰对他母亲的出生，我也宣布了弥赛亚对他母亲的诞生。
Who am I?
我是谁？
Who am I? Number one. Number two.
I was a young woman and engaged to marry a carpenter.
我是一个年轻的女子，并订婚，嫁给一个木匠。
I lived in Nazareth in the land of Galilee in the first century AD, and I was near my cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist.
在公元前一世纪，我住在加利利的拿撒勒，我就是我表亲。我就住在我表亲伊丽莎白的附近，她是施洗约翰的母亲。
I was a virgin with child from God and gave birth to the Son of the Most High, and I believed what the Lord said would happen.
我是一个生育孩子的童女，生下了至高者的儿子，我相信主所说的一切会发生。
Who am I? Number two.
我是谁？第二个。
I am a heavenly messenger who appears to announce a message from God.
我是天上的使者，要宣告神的信息。
I announced the birth of a king to the man engaged to his mother.
我宣布国王，对他们母亲订婚的男人的诞生。
I announced the birth of the Savior to shepherds, and I announced the glory to God and peace on earth.
我对牧羊人宣布救主的诞生，我也向神宣布荣耀与地上的和平。
And I later announced the resurrection of the Messiah.
我后来也宣布了弥赛亚的复活。
Who am I?
我是谁？
Character number four.
第四个。
I was engaged to marry a young woman who was a virgin but pregnant with a child.
我曾经订婚娶一个处女的年轻女子，但是她怀了一个孩子。
I was told by a heavenly messenger to marry that young woman and obeyed.
我被天使告知要娶那个年轻的女子，并且服从。
I lived in Nazareth in the land of Galilee in the first century AD.
我在一世纪的时候住在加利利的拿撒勒地。
I was a carpenter who used my hands to make things, and I was a righteous man and a descendant of David.
我是一个用手工作的木匠，我是义人，是大卫的后裔。
Who am I?
我是谁？
I was the adopted son of Julius of the Roman Republic.
我是罗马共和国,
I became the first and greatest emperor of the Roman Empire, and I expanded the empire to include the Mediterranean world, including Palestine.
我是罗马帝国的第一位也是最大的皇帝, 我把这个帝国扩大到了巴勒斯坦在内, 整个中东地区,
I ordered a census that was used for military service and taxation.
我下令进行用于服兵役和征税的人口普查,
I ordered families to return to the home of their ancestors to be counted.
我也下令家属回到祖先的家中算计人口,
Who am I?
我是谁?
I was the manager of a small inn in the town of Bethlehem in Judea.
我是伯利恒镇的一个小旅店的经理。
I had no guest rooms open that night because all the people were returning for the census. I met a couple. The wife was pregnant and ready to have a child.
我那天晚上我没有任何的房间，因为所有人都来进行人口普查。 我遇到了一对夫妇，那个妻子怀孕了，准备生一个孩子。
I did not want to turn them away, so I allowed them to use the animal stable. I heard that the baby was born, wrapped in cloths, and placed in a manger.
我不想把他们赶走，所以我让他们使用马槽，听说宝宝出生了，用布放好放在马槽里。
Who am I?
那我是谁？
I am the Messiah, the anointed and promised, child who is born.
我是弥赛亚，是出生的受膏者，是一个应许的孩子。
I am Emmanuel, which means God with us, because I am the Lord.
我是以马内利，意思是神与我们同在，因为我是耶和华。
I am the Son of God and the Son of Man, because I am both God and man.
我是神的儿子，是人子，因为我既是神也是人。
I am the son of Abraham and the son of David, because I am the king of the Jews.
我是亚伯拉罕的儿子和大卫的儿子，因为我是犹太人的国王。
I came to be the savior of the world and to seek and to save the lost. Who am I?
我来是要成为这世上的救世主，去寻找那迷失的人。那我是谁？
I worked with others in the field outside of the town of Bethlehem.
我在伯利恒城外与其他人一起工作。
I took care of the sheep, the lambs that were offered to be as a sacrifice.
我照顾羊，羊羔作为献祭。
I was keeping watch over the flocks of sheep at night when a messenger came.
晚上的时候，当一个使者来的时候，我正在照看那个羊群。
I was terrified, but then I heard the good news of the Messiah's birth.
开始我很害怕，但后来我听到了弥赛亚诞生的好消息。
I saw the baby lying in a manger and told others about this child.
我后来看到那个婴孩躺在马槽里，我也告诉别人这个孩子的故事。
Who am I?
那我是谁？
I was a righteous man and a devout Jew living in Jerusalem.
我是一个在耶路撒冷的义人，也是一个很虔诚的犹太人。
I was waiting for the comfort that the Messiah would bring to his people.
我正在等待弥赛亚带给他子民的安慰。
I was filled by God's Spirit and told that I would see the Messiah.
我被上帝的灵充满，告诉我会见到弥赛亚。
I saw the child, took him into my arms, and blessed him.
我看到那孩子，把他抱在我的怀里，我祝福他。
I blessed the parents. I spoke of the Messiah's suffering.
我祝福他们的，他的父母也谈到了弥赛亚的痛苦。
Who am I?
那我是哪一位？
I was an elderly and devout widow who was a prophetess.
我是一个年老而又虔诚的寡妇，是一个女先知。
I fasted, prayed, and worshipped in the temple.
我在庙里禁食，祈祷敬拜。
I saw the child and gave thanks to God.
我看见了孩子，向上帝表示感谢。I
spoke of the child to all who were looking forward to the Messiah's coming.
我向那些期待弥赛亚降临的人说，那个孩子。
And I witnessed the presentation of the child in the temple.
我也目睹了孩子在寺庙当中的一些介绍。
Who am I?
那我是哪一个？
I was an astrologer who studied the stars. I came seeking for the king.
我是一个研究占星家，我是来找国王的。
I followed the star of a king from the east to Palestine and came to worship him.
我从东方的跟随一个东方的星星来到巴勒斯坦拜访。
I went to Jerusalem and asked where the king would be born.
我去了耶路撒冷，问这个国王出在哪里出生。
I was told that the king would be born in Bethlehem, city of David.
我被告知这个国王会出生在伯利恒，大卫的城。
I found the child, worshipped him, and presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
我找到了那个孩子，崇拜他，并送上金，乳香和没药。
Who am I?
那我是哪一位？
Okay. I was appointed king of Judea by the Roman government.
我是被罗马政府任命为犹太的王。
I rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem.
我在耶路撒冷重建了圣殿。
I asked where the Messiah was to be born. I was told that he was to be born in Bethlehem.
我问弥赛亚在哪里出生，我被告知他将出生在伯利恒。
I had searched for the child to kill him, but I could not find him.
我寻找那孩子并想杀死他，但是我找不到他。
And so I had all the babies in Bethlehem killed.
我杀死了所有伯利恒的出生的婴孩。那我是哪一个？
All right, you've had a chance to write down your answers. So we're going to ask each one, and if you can, we'll start with the young people this time. If you know the answer, you can raise your hand. And also at the end, we want to see who got the most correct. So we have some, you can take a look at that too.
像你们有机会应该把答案都写在纸上，我们可以先从孩子们开始，看他们是不是能回答的正确。
And then see who got the most answers correct.
我们也看，最后要看一下谁能够把答的最多的正确的答案。
All right. So the young people, number one, who was the first character? Someone who has not got a candy cane yet.
那些还没有拿到 candy cane 的孩子可以糖果手杖，孩子可以先回答。
All right, Jessica. All right, could you give us more specific? You are very, very close.
Jessica 回答是天使，好像我们要更精确一点。
Anybody? Raise your hand, please.
要举手回答。
All right, Andrew.
张弟兄说是利百加，加百利加。
All right, number two, number two. Who can tell the answer? Has not got a candy cane yet.
第二个，谁还没有拿到
糖果手杖 ？Anybody, adults, youth,
所有的人都可以回答。
Very good.
玛利亚。
Candy cane, there. Number three. Number three. Jessica, I come back to you for number three.
第三个问题。
Angel. Very good. Jessica. Number four. Anna. Joseph.
约瑟。
Very good. Anna, up here. Number five.
第五个。
Someone who's not got a candy cane yet.Adults, young people.
第五个是谁
？Number five. Yes. Very. Who?
No, number 第五个
Number
four 已经回答过了。
Number five. Caesar.
要比较精确一点。Yeah. No, no.
Okay. Close enough.
Okay.
All right. Number six.
第六个。
Adults. Number six.
Yeah.
Yes.
Innkeeper. Yeah, 店主 Yeah.
Very good. All right. Number 7. Someone who's not got a candy yet, David.
Joseph.
All right. A little louder. Very good.
Yesu.
Number 8.
Tipaga.
Number 8. Adult. Raise your hand, please. Someone who's not given an answer yet. Yeah, someone else.
还没有拿到糖果手杖呢. Okay, Grace. 牧羊人, yeah, 牧人.
Very good.
第九个. Yeah, go ahead.
Someone has given an answer yet.
She's there. Yeah, go ahead. 西面, yeah.
Very.
Yep.
All right. Simeon, over here.
No, there.
Over there. Huh? Number 10.
第十个.
Number 10. Someone has not got given an answer yet. Yes.
Yana. Anna. Anna.
Anna. Very good. Yana.
Yeah.
She. Hayo. Number 11. Number 11. Someone has not given an answer yet. Come on.
Does Maka have a candy cane already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody else not given an answer yet, please? Number 11.
Careful. Daniel.
All right.
博士. Yeah.
Very good. Number 12, the last one. Number 12. Number 12. Haven't given an answer yet? Okay.
No, he hasn't. Yeah.
He's given an answer. Someone, last one.
Who? King Harold. Yeah. Xi Li Wang. Yeah.
All right. Who gave the answer? All right. All right. Very good. Now, let me just ask, did anybody get all 12 of them correct? Raise your hand. Got all 12. All right. Let's, raise your hand high so they can bring you a candy cane, please. All right. This is the true story of Christmas. Keep your hands up, please, as they come around and pass those out. The true story, these 12 characters of Christmas. Can you share that story with others?
这是讲的, 耶稣诞生的时候真实的12个人, 是希望你们就是用跟别的人, 讲述的时候, 可以把这十个人都可以讲清楚。
All right. On the back side of that paper are 5 questions that you can answer. And someone who has not got a candy cane, you'd like to share your answers with us, please.
这张纸的背后有5个问题, 希望大家能够, 回答这个问题。
So number 1, Christmas is the true story of an event that changed history. Which is? What is that event? Anybody who has not got a candy cane?
圣诞节是改变历史事实的一个真实的故事, 那么它这个答案是什么?
What is the event that changed history?
这个故事的意思是什么?
Yes. I know. All right. Jesus' birth.
应该这个圣诞节的故事，真实的故事讲耶稣基督的诞生。
Number 2, this story takes place at the time of, and I'll give you a clue, 2 world rulers. What time does this story take place? These two were on our among the 12 characters.
那这故事大概是什么时候发生的呢?
You name one, Jimmy. You're out the stretch, but your hand went up. What's the name of the ruler? Guys, all right.
该杀亚古斯都。
Very good, Jimmy. Another one, another ruler.
还有一个王，叙利王。Yeah,
very good.
这是发生在公元前一世纪。
This story takes place in the town of what? What town does this story take place?
故事发生在什么地方?
All right. Caleb, you haven't got a candy cane yet? Oh, very good.
伯利恒。
This story is so important because this child is. What two things can you tell us about this child? This child is what?
这个孩子那代表了什么?
What two things can you tell us about this child?
你可以讲两样。Yeah.
He's got the... I'm going to call on somebody. Some of you are bashful. Karen. Karen.
Karen 能回答吗? Karen.
What two things can you tell us about this child? What two things can you tell us about the child? He's Messiah, and
还有呢?
Louder.
Son of God, 神子.
All right, good. He is the Messiah. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. The last question here. The responses of the 12 characters at Christmas were what? How did they respond? To the Christmas story. How did they respond? There's two ways they responded. Some did this, some did this.
这个十二个人他们对于耶稣的诞生有不同的回答，两种不同的回答。
Anybody?All right, worship Jesus, and the other response? All right. So some believed, some rejected.
So 一些人是相信，一些人是拒绝。
Right here. All right. Now, I want everybody to stand with us, please. We have another carol we want to sing together.
大家一起起立，我们唱另外一个歌。
Please stand. each one a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's sing this together. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Let's sing it one more time, but I want you to shake hands with someone around you this time. You may be seated. If you did not get a candy cane, we want to pass those out to you. You can enjoy them or tell the candy cane story to someone else and the story of Christmas. Sharon?
假如你没有拿到这个糖果手杖的话，我们会发一个给你，或者你可以自己享用，或者你可以把这个故事分享给其他人。
And at the end, please remember to bring your candles back up here. Thank you.
Yeah. 你们可以把那个灯的蜡烛还给我们。
Let's close with a word of prayer, and then we turn it back over to our song leader.
最后我们有一些祷告。Father,
we thank you for this time of year that we can celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
主，我们感谢你，让我们有这样的机会可以庆祝耶稣的诞生。We
can use the story of the candy cane and the true story of Jesus' birth, the 12 characters of Christmas.
我们可以用这样的糖果手杖的故事和耶稣诞生时候十二个人的故事。
To tell the story of Christmas to others, our neighbors, our friends, our relatives.
把这个故事可以讲给其他人听，讲给我们的邻居，讲给我们的亲朋好友。
Please help us, and we thank you for Jesus Christ coming to this earth.
感谢你，是耶稣基督降生。
Thank you that He died for our sins.
也感谢他能够在十字架上为我们罪去死。
Thank you that He rose again to give us new life if we believe in Him.
我们也感谢他，三天后复活，我们能够相信他，信靠他。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Turn the rest of the time over to.
Youth给我们带来的这么一个提醒，这么好的信息。今天是一个喜乐的日子，不单单是我们在座的喜乐，而是我们全世界都是一个欢腾的日子。因为耶稣的降生，他给我们带来了救赎，带来了盼望。我们好不好？请打开诗歌本，我们最后请起立唱一首47首。